I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. We begin today in the United States, where Hurricane Katrina left damages in the billions. Operation Blessing's Kristen Vischer says they're waiting for government clearance to go in when it's declared safe. But it's more than a rescue operation. It's a spiritual operation, too.
I think it's just more of being a light where there's darkness and giving hope where people are just completely and utterly hopeless. They've lost everything, and just more in deed than word.
Six of Operation Blessing's tractor-trailer trucks are loading up at the warehouses with food, cleaning kits, and relief supplies for delivery to those who've been impacted by the storm. Next, terrorism is a major concern for the people in Russia. MNN's Greg Yoder reports from Moscow.
It scares us a lot.
That was the common response to the questions about terrorism. As the Beslan terrorist attack anniversary is upon us, I went into the streets of Moscow to ask people about terrorism. Through an interpreter, Jamal told me,
it's impossible to stop terrorism. Somebody is directing that. Everybody is sick of that here, and they say we don't know how they could attack children.
A group of young people want the government to stop it. One man blames terrorism on the country's lack of values. All agreed that terrorism isn't stoppable. But Russian Ministry's Paul Tokarczuk says Christ is the answer.
You have to change. You have to twist the mindset inside of their heart, and there is no other way, only knowing Christ Jesus as a personal Savior.
They do that through youth camps, humanitarian projects, evangelism, leadership training, and more. Funding is needed. Greg Yoder, Mission Network News, Moscow.
Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's free Atlas of Changed Lives is available by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It tells amazing Sat7 salvation stories and makes a great prayer guide for the Middle East and North Africa. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.